Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been speaking with Dr. Paris Kidd, PhD, who is the Chief Science Officer of Doctor's Best product line. Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to be on and to be able to share this information, Dr. V.
And before we went to break, you were getting ready to tell us what constitutes a good multivitamin.
Yeah, and you know, you might ask, who do I believe should be taking a multivitamin? And the answer for that is very, very simple and is in one word, everyone.
That's what I figured
everyone
you'd say.
Everyone on the planet.
I'm applauding right now.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
So here are the top 10 requirements then for what would be a good multiple. It should supply all of the vitamins at levels over the daily value, which is the minimal level to prevent deficiency as set by the FDA and the U.S. National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine. It should supply all of the essential minerals except for iron, which for safety reasons should be taken separately. It should supply actual vitamin A, not beta carotene, which many individuals cannot efficiently convert. It turns out that there's two mutations that are very common in the American population, up to 45% of some ethnic groups, and those people cannot make vitamin A efficiently from beta-carotene.
Interesting.
It should supply vitamin C as ascorbic acid, which is the real vitamin C, not as different compounds or mimics or imitators, because many of our enzymes require vitamin C in order to function. For vitamin E, it should supply gamma-tocopherol as well as alpha-tocopherol because they both are necessary to work together in the body. As a source of folate, it should not supply folic acid because folic acid has recently been shown to be not an optimal form of folate. It is synthetic. It doesn't occur in nature. It doesn't work well on our folate enzymes, and it may even be toxic. The vitamin B12 should not be the commonly used cyanocobalamin, which contains cyanide, which is toxic. It should preferably be methylcobalamin, which is the most active form in the body. The magnesium should not be oxide, which is very commonly used and which is very poorly absorbed. This also applies to other oxides of minerals such as calcium or zinc. So the oxides of the minerals are not good choices. It does not need herbs because those are not vitamins or minerals. They are not essential for our fundamental life processes, and they simply drive up the cost at the expense of having higher quality vitamins and minerals. And it should not have colorants and other potentially toxic additives. So those are the top 10 multiple, and very few multiples on the shelf actually meet those criteria.
And certainly not Centrum.
Definitely not. And, you know, I've done a lot of multiples in my more than 30 years working with dietary supplements, and Doctor's Best allowed me to do the very, very best multiple that I could do to satisfy these criteria.
Well, that's what I figured you were going to say, that Doctor's Multiple Vitamin actually contains all these 10 things that you said either it should contain or shouldn't contain.
Right, right. And even more. And even more, like lutein and zeaxanthin and choline, which are vitamin-like substances. You know, it takes a lot of money these days to prove that something is a vitamin, but choline and lutein and zeaxanthin are very important for our life processes, so I added those in. And I've used the most active forms and best absorbed forms of all the vitamins and minerals. And so it's a really beautiful product, and I'm very proud of it. And it lists for $39.99, but people can get it for a lot less than that in most stores. And for basically a dollar a day, this really is, Brenda and Dr. V, this really is very, very cost-effective nutritional health insurance.
Right.
Because who wants to be in the hospital?
Not me.
You know, who wants to be going to the ER? Who wants to be having to deal with all of that? I don't think anybody really does. And I think the American public has led even the experts in creating the demand for a multiple vitamin mineral. People out there know that when they take a multiple, they feel better. And, you know, I also have 10 reasons for what can be going wrong in the body and why people would need a multiple, among which is emotional or other stress, including chemical stress, such as pollutants in the air, the water, and the soils. These types of things increase our vitamin and mineral requirements. And then each individual will have mutations. You know, with 30,000 or more genes, there's none of us being born with a perfect set. So we all have mutations, and we may not know what those mutations are, but those mutations often will increase the body's demand or the body's requirements for a particular vitamin or mineral.
Absolutely.
So that different individuals have higher requirements.
I have the MTHFR deficiency.
Oh, you have the C677T.
Correct. Homozygote, so I have the double.
Oh, you absolutely need the methylfolate then.
Right.
You would not do well with folic acid or any other folate form. You even will have trouble to convert the folates that are in foods.
Absolutely. So, I realize that, and that's why I always look for a supplement like yours that has that special form of the folate.
Right, and this is why I put the methylfolate into the best multiple, because with the methylfolate, that's the active form in the body, and even if your folate converting enzymes are not working, as in your case, you can use the methylfolate directly. And we absolutely need folate in order to manage the activity of our genes, to make DNA, to make certain chemical transmitters, to make the insulation on our nerve cells. Methyl from folate is just crucial to our metabolism. And so that one mutation, which occurs in about 40 to 50% of all Caucasians, would right away knock out a person's ability to use folic acid. And this is not new information, Brenda. This is information that's very easy to find, and yet the vast majority of multiples still have folic acid in them.
Yes, and you do see that. You do see that, especially if you're not getting a good multivitamin like this found in a health food store, because health food stores like us, this is what we look for, is we look for higher quality supplements that we know are going to give you the benefit that you really need, and we're not going to bring things in that have cheaper type ingredients like that.
Well, that's right. And when Drs. Best and I decided to work together, we agreed that we wanted to be doing the very, very best science-based products for the American public, and nothing less than that. So I'm very pleased that they allowed me to do what I consider to be the very, very best multiple available anywhere in the world, really. And I'm not saying that to boast. I'm saying it because it has the very, very best spectrum of vitamins and minerals and other nutrients that people need and can use, even if they have mutations.
And I interrupted you there. What are a few more reasons why people need the multi?
Well, modern food processing depletes the vitamins and minerals. And so, for example, magnesium, 100 years ago, magnesium deficiency was very, very rare. Now, up to three-quarters of all Americans could have some degree of magnesium deficiency. And that's because when the outer layers are taken off of the grains, the magnesium goes with them. And so that's one example. And then, you know, there's all of the canning and all of the, you know, fast foods and all of that. You mentioned it earlier, the standard American diet, the SAD diet is really very sad because so much is missing from that diet.
And
then I talked about the fact that many individuals have inherited mutations in enzymes, and those enzymes need higher levels of vitamins or minerals in order to function. And then there's the issue of optimal health, which is that we don't have to settle for just barely functioning from day to day.
Absolutely.
The clinical research proves that supplementing with vitamins and minerals can improve our quality of life.
And Dr. Kidd, we have to wrap up. I'm so sorry about that. We're heading towards the end of our show. Thank you so much for being on. Make sure you stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition. We have the multivitamin that Dr. Kidd was speaking about, and of course we have it on sale.
At gulfcoastnutrition.com as well. So just pop on in and say Radio 10, you'll get that code. Until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.